I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Nearly 500,000 federal employees have lost union representation. That is a figure as of the end of August. The cause, President Donald Trump's executive orders. Unions say he's targeting nearly 1 million workers. The White House says national security. Let's go through it to see if it makes sense. The number stands now at 445,000 gone at this point, and Trump has signed an order calling for the ignoring of bargaining contracts with nearly 1 million workers. Mr. Trump argues that the affected workers had roles that touched on national security. Some of the agencies involved include the EPA, Coast Guard, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, General Services Administration, Departments of Health and Human Services, Agriculture, and Veterans Affairs. Somehow a union that represents janitors was also lumped in there. The former political director of the AFL-CIO calls this literally the largest act of union busting in American history. He says there is not another time when that many people lost their union. He says this ultimately will not only affect the public sector, but will also bleed over into the private side. He says it is actually part of a broader effort to assert more control over the federal workforce. Now, the White House says that the American Federation of Government Employees has filed more than a dozen lawsuits seeking to stop or limit the amount of job cuts that have been taking place. It calls the union efforts a declaration of war. So what does this mean for workers who've lost their union representation? Well, for one, it means they can no longer fight agencies over contract violations. It means that the VA employees who plan to take a negotiated 16 weeks of parental leave will now have 12, the minimum required by law. Food service workers will no longer get meal allowances, and those working long shifts are no longer guaranteed a rest period that was negotiated for safety reasons. Workers at the Agriculture Department's Food and Safety Inspection Division no longer have a formal process to raise safety concerns without facing retaliation. VA employees who regularly speak up about caregiving and service issues have no support against discipline. It says it already is seeing patient care suffering. The president says it's important for him to have direct access to giving orders in times of emergency, and that unions can sometimes get in the way. His critics say it's just another attempt to grab control and potentially direct control of all federal workers. The president would probably not disagree with that. The question for us then is to try and figure out whether the president should have that much power, or whether it's another attempt for one man to run the country the way he sees fit without the checks and balances and protections it has taken decades to put in place. What makes sense?